Right, Thierry, would you like to identify yourself, please?
Yes, so I'm Thierry Fulpin, and I'm working in CNES, which is a French space agency, and I am responsible of a thematic, which is the land biosphere. So the definition of the new space instruments for the study of land biosphere.
Good evening, Thierry. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
You've been involved with the French space program for some time. Could you tell us something about the activities in space that France has?
Okay, I will try to be precise on all the activities, but because they are of a different nature. We first can talk about the SPOT program, which is something original proposed by France to have a commercial program oriented with space data. So this SPOT program started 8 years ago, and we have now the mission of guaranteeing the continuity of this program. So it's very important for us. And besides SPOT, we have the task to propose new instruments, new missions for scientific purposes that could prepare eventually commercial applications in the future.
Who organizes the French space program?
Yeah, I'm in charge of organizing the scientific activities to prepare these new instruments. So we have I would say CNES has a role of manager in the space activities.
Perhaps our listeners aren't familiar with what CNES is.
Okay, CNES is a French National Space Agency. It was created in the 60s, and it's today more than 3,000 people working in different domains, not only on remote sensing, but on program for man in space and studies of planets and development of a launcher like Ariane and so on. So it's and we I must precise that this agency is one of the oldest of the world, because it was created before the European Space Agency, and we are trying now to encourage the creation of a national agency to set up a program in cooperation with them, independently of the European Space Agency.
So, the SPOT program, you're about up to the third satellite now, aren't you, of that? And that was organized by the CNES, but
yeah,
it's actually now run by a private company.
Yeah, that's right. That's the philosophy. So CNES is in charge of a definition of the satellite. Obviously, it is with the elements given by the private company, which indicates what is important for the market to satisfy. But CNES makes the studies and then is responsible of the image quality and follow-on monitoring of the instrument. In fact, the private company is mainly in charge of the market, so to sell the products and promote the products.
So this is a general philosophy in France, isn't it, then? Because you've got, say, the Ariane rocket was also developed partly with by ESA and partly by CNES.
Yes, that's right.
And then is now run by Arianespace.
Yeah, that's exact. Yeah, that's a policy to define the new lines of products, and then to go to a commercial structure to promote these products. So that's the case for Arianespace. That's the case for Spot Image. There are other examples with CLS Argos, which is a system of communication, and which is responsible of the altimeter data, for instance.
And does that policy work?
Yeah, it works. I can say that it is a success such that now other agencies, new European agencies, are thinking on the same basis to have commercial markets.
Now, I know you haven't been involved in the Hermes program, but what's the status of that now? Is it fully cancelled or is it just simply on hold?
Hermes is cancelled. Will never exist a shuttle called Hermes, but it's a big problem for Europe to decide to have something, and we come with difficulty to very recently, in fact, to a decision of doing something in that domain, but it will be very smaller than the Hermes project. It would be what we call a capsule.
A bit like the old Apollo.
Yeah, something like that.
How many people would it take?
I can't answer. I think it's three, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, getting back more into your area of expertise, you've been very active in sea surface temperature monitoring.
Yes.
How's that done from space?
Okay, we use thermal infrared to do that, because in this domain of wavelengths, and if you work in atmospheric windows, that means the regions which are very transparent to the radiation. In these windows, you can measure directly the radiation emitted by the surface, which is very close to which is related very simply to the surface temperature. But the accuracy you need on the surface temperature is around 0.5 degrees, so it's the difficulty is to reach such an accuracy. And for that, you have to be able to screen perfectly the clouds and to correct from the atmospheric influence that remains a term of around between 2 and 8 degrees, so you have to estimate what is this correction. But now, with the systems we have, we think we are able to achieve the accuracy of 0.3 to 0.5 degrees for global estimation.
So the Americans have been flying an instrument for many years now that does sea surface temperatures. But you're going a step further than what they've got at the moment, aren't you?
I think you are talking about AVHR, maybe?
The Advanced Very High Resolution Radiometer that flies on the American weather satellites.
Yeah, that's right. That's it's a basic instrument which serves to develop the methods. But now there is another instrument, European instrument, which is the Long Track Scanning Radiometer, in which is proposed by the Rutherford and Appleton Laboratory with the contribution of Australia, and which allows to achieve a better accuracy than with this American instrument. So now we come to accuracy of 0.3 degrees. So
that's the Long Track Scanning Radiometer that's flying on the European Resources Satellite Number 1.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Australia's involved in developing the successor instrument to that too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. And in France now, you've got a proposal for another instrument that will measure sea surface temperature. Is that right?
Not directly sea surface temperature. In fact, we think now that with ATSR2, it will be very difficult to go further in the accuracy we can achieve on the sea surface temperature. We are proposing now a new instrument for a small satellite devoted to the measurements of the temperature, but mainly of the land surface temperature, where you need to have high spatial resolution. That is not the case for the sea surface temperature.
Mm. By spatial resolution, you mean you can tell smaller areas?
Yeah.
Okay. So why would people want to know what the land temperature is?
That's a difficult question. So it's a very, it's very open to discussion, because it's very difficult to precise what exactly is land temperature. In fact, I think what the people want to do with such a measurement is to predict the temperature which is used in the computation of the sensible heat flux, so the term of exchange between two surfaces, between the land surfaces and the atmosphere. That, so that's the quantity they want to retrieve. And today we use a concept of temperature which is not clearly defined. So we will have to develop models and methods and to correlate these fluxes directly to the observed temperature from the temperature observed from space.
Mm, okay. And when do you envisage the satellite flying?
Okay, it's not a satellite. Vegetation is an instrument.
Which will go on a satellite.
Yeah, it will go on the Spot 4 satellite. So it will fly in 97 with onboard Spot 4, so with another, with the Spot instrument, which is called, in fact, HRVIR, high resolution infrared, HRVIR, visible and infrared, high resolution, visible and infrared instruments.
So it sees both heat and visible light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. And is that going to do any vegetation monitoring, or is that another instrument you're talking about?
No,
it's the same one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about access to the data? Now, you can get the advanced, very high resolution radiometer data for free. You just simply point an antenna at the sky and track the satellite as it goes over and pick up the data. Now, the Spot satellite, and of course Landsat is a similar system,
mm-hmm.
you've got to pay
yeah,
quite
right.
a large amount of money to get that data.
Mm-hmm.
This instrument flying on Spot, will that mean that scientists will have to pay for that data now, or will it be free still? Or is that undecided?
Mm-hmm. First of all, concerning Spot data, that's right, you have to pay. I must say that there is now a program, which is a pilot project, in fact, which has been set up in the context of the CEOS, which aims to provide data for scientific use and mainly for the IGBP project. And in this context, Spot data are now proposed at a very low price for the scientific within IGBP projects. So that's a first statement. And now coming to your question concerning access to vegetation data, we will have two systems. One which is in the continuity of AVHR, so there will be the possibility to acquire directly the data with the S-band station and to process the data as it is done for AVHR. But we will have another system, able to acquire global data and to process global data, so in a homogeneous way, and then to distribute this data. And basically, it will be distributed at a low price. We will probably sell data with an added value. That means either data that will combine Spot and vegetation, or when you will ask a spatial processing, or if you want to have the data very fast, I mean in less than 3 days, you will have to pay for that.
Mm, okay. Now, Australians basically don't care much about space, unfortunately. it's one of the things that we on the space show here on Southern FM are trying to do, is to make people more aware of space and feed the enthusiasm. What about France? Now, you've got quite a large space program you've described already. Are the people of France behind this, or is it just simply done by the government regardless of what the people feel?
No, I think there's a huge interest of laboratories, and but this is a long story. As I told you, the agency was created in the 60s, and at its creation already, there were support of different laboratories, so a strong cooperation between labs and CNES. So this has been the basis to develop the different programs. So this is for, I would say, for science, but for the commercials, for the commercial applications, we had the policy of market development. So this has been CNES proposed a policy, and he proposed a policy to the government, and he must have a support of the government to undertake such a policy. So it has been approved, and now it is it works. So it runs.
Well, Thierry, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, and I certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here in Australia.
Thank you, Andre.